What do they give for quinine for malaria?
Well, quinine, eh? Quinine.
Mm-hmm.
But you take B, my oldest son, he had a kind of a touch of malaria, which is something like that. Just to say he had it, so I had lost my little girl. She was so beautiful. She died, but the doctor claimed that she had a what you call that too?
What she died?
Huh? She had a
died with appendicitis.
Appendicitis, that's right. But she died. But Olivia up there, doctor said, "Why you crying? Scared up there." So she comes, she said, "Poof." She said, "Yes, sir. I'm going to get my horse, She said, "Yes, sir, you lost when you didn't cross here." So what you have, said, "Doctor, since she had pills on." And she said, "You were still there, I believe." I said, "Well, she had, I believe she had malaria fever." And I said, "Well, what am I going to do? I can't do what I see." What the doctor said, she said, "Well, wait." She said, "I'm going to give you I got something to help you out. I will give you 50 cents so you can go to the drugstore and get a rhubarb powder. The powder, and then you get that, you bring it, you know, I'm going to put those in whiskey." She said, "I got a bad whiskey, but I put half of it." She put those in whiskey and she sucked it up. She said, "Now you take that to your home, to your wife, you tell Granny Ossie, I take that and give her 3 teaspoonsful, 1 teaspoonful, 3 times a day." So I said, "All right." So I took it to boil soup that's full of, and that's what it is, but it had full of, it was a little young boy, you know, full of, big like that. So I said, "I'll meet the one right over there." And she gave him a dose, and that's what she gave him a dose, that boiled it. 12 o'clock, she gave him a dose. That blood comes to give another door. Why?